The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, let's come back to the big group. And the question I have for you is, what did you discover in this guided meditation and discussing it afterwards? What worked? What were the edges? Because it's important also to talk about what was difficult, what was not easy, because this is a cultivation practice. If it was easy, it wouldn't be a practice. It would just... There we have it. We wouldn't even be here. It would be a day long to cultivate this practice. So, and it takes courage to voice that. So feel free to talk about that also, the difficulty, as well as what worked, what things were new for you. So it's all good. It's all welcome. Yeah, wait for the microphone.
What I was reminded of when we were together is that you really cannot love or care for another person unless you care for yourself. And, you know, the necessity of having that intact before you can really, with your full heart, feel that. And so it just brought that awareness to me about, like, now I see how necessary it is to cultivate the self, the friendliness to oneself, and have that balance.
Yeah, awesome. If there's just one thing you get, you remember, it hits home from the whole day, if it's that, yay. Because that's can be a huge shift to realize how important that is. And you can hear teachers and everybody else say it over and over, yeah, whatever, But when you actually see it, whoa, and that's a huge shift. That's an insight. So yay.
Thanks.
Yeah. What else?
For me, it was noticing with a difficult person how quickly the mind goes to like specific incidents and specific like events, and how would I change that with like a positive or a neutral person, that same like thought process wouldn't really happen. Right. So the guided nature of it, I think, helped in the sense that like my mind wasn't able to go quite as far because like the phrases were actually being like processed, but I have noticed when I've done like meditation in the past, not metta, but how quickly it's kind of goes to specific incidents, specific things with like the negative and less with the positive.
Right. And it's interesting. So one suggestion I have when that happens, because it's quite common and usual for that to happen, right? The mind wants to get into the story, and the mind is a great storyteller, and they said this and they said that, and I did this and I shouldn't have done that and they shouldn't have done that, and instead of metta, you know, you're getting into reliving the experience, and all of a sudden you're angry and upset, and so that's normal. It happens, of course. And the thing perhaps to do is to, when you realize that that is happening, to let go of the story. It becomes a letting go practice. And notice if your mind is actually relishing, is taking delight, it's like in the angry energy or whatever it is. And notice if there is delight in that, because that can, if there is flame underneath, it just keeps boiling, right? It keeps boiling. So if you see that and you let that go, then without the story, then you have the emotions to stay with, and the emotions will disperse on their own. Maybe the feeling of you're staying with the anger or not, and then sometimes it's actually helpful. This is something I use sometimes to bring in intentionally with the person I'm having difficulty with. Bring in the positive aspects of their personality or their behavior. Maybe at some point they helped you with something. Or maybe they're punctual, they're on time, they don't make you wait. Or just whatever it is, as simple as it is, just opening the heart to something good about this other human being. And that, it's actually pretty amazing. It's really powerful when, especially if you're having an angry episode with someone, to try to bring in something good about them. And that kind of starts to, it starts to balance the mind. Like, oh, they're not so bad after all. And it's like water that's poured on fire. Try that. Have you tried that before? Try it. It's really powerful in ways that, sometimes I do it kind of grumblingly, like, okay, I'm going to make myself think of something positive about this person. Okay, one positive. Okay, two positive things. And then by the time I get to the third positive, oh, it just completely shifts. It's pretty fascinating how our minds work. Yeah. So thanks for bringing that in. And yeah, that's common. Thanks. What else?
Well, in my case, it was with Malaysian Airlines customer service.
That's great.
Probably a bad person or people. Actually, there were two women that were dealing with us. This just happened a couple of weeks ago. Mm. And the way they handled the situation was so bad. Mm. They called security. They thought my husband was taking a picture of them. Well, my husband actually was checking our hotel in Thailand because the Malaysian Airlines was late. We arrived late, so we missed the connection. But anyway, so I was thinking about these two women, the way they treated us. And I got really angry. So what my mind did, I was like thinking, oh yeah, I still have to do the trip advisor. And, you know, I got a to-do list. Mm-hmm. And when you say, okay, now you have to wish them, may you be happy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no way. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wish them, may you be happy, mm-hmm. after they did that to us, you know. Mm-hmm. So I completely shut off what you said and then did my to-do list.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking afterwards, maybe it was the wrong person or persons that I chose as difficult people. It's like people I don't know. It just happened to be, you know, I experienced that 2 weeks ago when we were traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think at some point it would be appropriate to choose them. But if you're starting with this practice, kind of, if you're fresh, if you know, it's best to start with someone where the difficulty is a little less or doesn't infuriate you or make you angry as much yet. It's a little smaller. Maybe they just annoy you a little bit. They don't completely, mm-hmm. like, it's not, you know, all the way up. The four-alarm fire, it's not that level. It's kind of a little lower. And then when you build up the capacity to be with difficulty, see the humanity of the people that you're having difficulty with, then you can build up to the person you're angry with and upset with. So I would say gradual. It's not that they're the wrong people to choose, but maybe for now they're not the right people to choose yet. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It did give me a headache afterwards.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to go back to the comment that was made about self-love being the first basic. And I experienced that also. But when we got to the part of our loved ones seeing me from their eyes, and I thought, a couple of people in the course of my life have said to me, I wish you could see you through my eyes. And it kind of came back to me today. Like, it was difficult for me to accept that love.
Yeah. It's not easy. And sometimes I do a practice of just receiving, just letting yourself be seen and just receiving and just basking. And that can also bring up a lot of resistance. Oh, this is hard. I don't deserve it. Just a lot. It can bring up a lot of pain. So being very gentle with it, titrating, like letting a little bit in, and when it gets too much, like, okay, taking a breather, like giving them metta. And then when there's stability again, maybe opening up a little more. Just it again, this cultivation practice, it's little by little by little. Our capacity opens little by little by little. Don't expect woohoo, it's, you know, the person you just, you're really angry with, or the completely receiving love and basking in it. No, not yet. Not yet, but working towards it. Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like I've been, if you think of my meditation practice in my lifetime as a meal, it feels like it has not had salt until today. Like a completely bland meal, and the missing ingredient, salt, is this. And believe me, it is not the first time one has been told about loving kindness and learned about it and practiced it. It just sometimes, it's like the fruit needs to be ripe to really bite into it. And something today, when I picked the first person, I picked my 3-year-old daughter, and I'm very used to, as a mom, giving a lot of metta to her in every way, but then getting it back to her, articulated in the manner in which you articulated it, sort of filled me up to the brim, I think. Because it's you. Sometimes it's like a starvation diet you're on with a toddler. Mm. Because they don't express love the way, you know, the way you want to. You crave hearing it. And it was so beautiful to feel that. And then as a response to the fear of my to-do list from this morning, it really felt like the biggest kindness that I could offer myself is a complete kind of non-entanglement with the outcome of my actions. And it was this like clear thing that this is kindness. It's nothing to do with sleeping 2 hours more or buying yourself an ice cream cone. It's more just about a detachment from the outcome.
Nice.
And nice. Allowing yourself that freedom to let it be.
Yeah, beautiful. And there's so much kindness in that. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's, as you're saying, I'm feeling this, there's this tightness, just letting that go, holding that with, it's okay. Beautiful, thank you. And you're holding that very patiently for a long time, and I think you were going to say something else. No? Oh, no, no. Anyone else? Anything else you observed? Or any difficulty? Any questions? Anything? Yeah, please. And over here.
I feel really happy and healthy when I woke up this morning. And in my walks and meditation, all this pain came up. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting here with these ladies. I felt so much pain talking about it. And I've been asking where that came from. Mm-hmm. What's bothering me? And I still haven't processed it all. But I'm beginning to understand. And I'm sure that with my meditation, it will all come together. Because I asked for guidance. Just simply give me guidance. And he said, come here. My daughter found this apartment for me. I just recently moved here. And in walking, I noticed this place. And so she said to me, go there. Just go there. And the answers will come. And today was a blessing. Your talks, your wisdom really touched my heart, my soul, my body, my mind. You gave me wisdom. And the ladies that I spoke with, my grew really gave me wisdom, touched my heart, my soul. So I'm so grateful. And I know that eventually it'll all come together for the good and the best of me. Namaste.
Namaste. I appreciate your trust in the process, trusting that whatever is coming up right now, the sadness, the pain, the difficulty, it's coming up and it's okay, making space for it with kindness, trusting the process that it's all here because of lawful reasons. There's a reason why it's here, and it will flow through to stay with it and make space for it. Thank you. You got your hand up.
Yeah, I just had a question about when you invite someone that you're not content with. I guess you're saying to invite someone that you're annoyed with more, because I notice this fear comes up.
Yeah.
And how does, do you have anything to say about surrounding, about how to deal with fear? You know, I have physiological
fear, of course.
Reactions.
Yeah, definitely. Sure, yeah, that's a good question. So I would say that actually both to you, and also as you were talking about the anger that came up and the way to work with that, have so when say fear comes up or anger comes up, then actually that's a time to turn the kindness to ourselves, becomes compassion, self-compassion for ourselves, because in that moment you're hurting. You're hurting either with anger, or you're either with fear or with anger, you're hurting in that moment, so it becomes care for yourself. And then when there is space, maybe that's when you can, when there's enough stability, you can bring up the person. But you need to have that stability yourself. And again, and in the case of fear, like, whoa, if the fear comes up, fear, it's okay, it's okay. Kindness to yourself, it's okay. Don't have to push yourself through it. It's okay, sweetie, it's okay. And then when there's stability, then you can bring it up. And also if for example, somebody you bring up and then the anger comes up and, you know, you try to let go of the story and wish them well, but it's still not happening, then it's like, wow, I'm really hurting right now, because anger is painful too. Like fear, it's just an afflictive emotion.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So it's almost 3 o'clock, and let's see. I think it's good to take a break. We've been sitting and for a long time. Let's take a 10-minute break and come back. And yeah, sounds good. So we'll be back at 3:10. 3:10, and we want to close by 3:30. So So there's one more thing I'd like to offer. It's a dyad exercise. It's an exercise you do with one other person, and it can be pretty intense. So it's like a treat for people who've stayed this late till the very end. How's that? To have a treat?
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of, I could just wrap up, but let's just do that, and then how about that? Let's just do it. Okay. So pair up if you would with someone, and I'll be your partner. Great. And for this exercise, it's best if your chairs are really facing each other directly. It's important, as you'll see in a moment. It'll be a brief but intense exercise. Well, maybe not that brief, but anyways, it's not 30 seconds, maybe 5 minutes or so. Okay. And let's see. And you and I are going to be partners, so I will walk us through this, and we'll let that keep. So let's... Yeah, you keep it on. It's okay. So let's sit together. Here, I'll sit in front of you. Okay. So this is how this is going to work. So I will walk all of us through it. You can start looking at your partner. You don't have to look at me. You just listen to me. So start with your closing your eyes first, sitting with your partner, closing your eyes, and just getting embodied into your body. Arriving, settling, relaxing. Letting the breath move in and out on its own. And now, before we open our eyes, I want to let you know that this, for some people, this could be a pretty intense exercise, and just to honor that, and it's okay. Relaxing, this is a safe space. So, and there's no speaking. It's just looking and letting yourself be seen and seeing the other person. So with your eyes still closed, inhabiting your body, sitting in this human body, in this moment, feeling, letting yourself see yourself from the inside, your humanity, your common humanity. Now opening your eyes and looking at your partner with a soft gaze. And really looking at your partner and allowing yourself to be looked at also. Looking at their eyes, around their eyes, eyebrows, forehead. Just really looking at another human being. Looking at their hair, just taking the time. It's another human being sitting in front of you. Looking down again, their eyes and their nose, their cheeks, lips, chin. Just taking your whole time looking at your partner, seeing your partner, really seeing the partner. I'm going to be silent for a minute now. Just take your time to just see your partner. Just look at your partner. And let yourself be seen by another human being, by another living, breathing human being that's taking you in. Now close your eyes for a moment. Now open your eyes again as you take your partner in, as you see them, their lines on their face. All the features of their face. This is a human being just like you. A human being just like you. Who wants to be happy. Who doesn't want to suffer. Who has suffered just like you. This person sitting in front of you. This person has known sorrow and sadness. This person has cried many tears. You don't know the story, but you can be sure that this person has suffered in ways you cannot imagine. And this person in front of you also has had joys and hopes and dreams. He or she has hopes and dreams right now. There are people who care about this being sitting in front of you. There are people that this being cares about and loves. This person's life is just as complex as yours, just as compelling. Their happiness is just as compelling to them. They have a body, they have arms, hands, feet. It's okay to take a look at their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. They're a human being just like you. Just like you, inhabiting a body just like you. And from that place, wishing them well, may you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. May you be healthy. May this body sitting in front of me, may it be healthy and strong as much as possible. And may your life flow with ease. Holding this person with goodwill, wishing them well. May they be happy in their life. Whether with words in your mind or without words, just silently wishing them well. Sharing goodwill. And now know that they are wishing you well in this moment. You are being held with kindness right now. And to hold yourself, the person who's being seen, holding yourself with kindness. Yes, may I too, just as you wish for me, may I be safe and happy and healthy and have ease. And now, as you look at your partner, wishing them well and holding both of you, a field of kindness, as you wish them well, they're wishing you well. May both of us in this field, may we be well. May both of us human beings who are alive, breathing, our hearts beating, alive in this incarnation today. May we be as happy as possible, as healthy, and have as much ease as possible in our lives. Close your eyes. And just take it in. Just take in what happened. What's happening in your body? What's happening in your mind? What's coming up? And in a moment, we're going to open our eyes and just simply talk with our partner about what that was like. So, let's get it. Few quick comments. What was that like? We have limited time, so grab the microphone and say what you want to say. Okay.
You know, as we were sharing, we pretty much had almost similar experiences. The deal is, for me, culturally, I'm not used to like directly look at somebody's, you know, face or eyes or like, you know, their body or so that was a little uncomfortable at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then as I kind of opened up and, you know, we basically kind of followed the meditation, it was more like sharing similar kind of feelings, as if we were reflecting each other, you know. She started like getting a little bit emotional, and I started quickly crying, you know. Yeah. Like, okay, you know, we're connecting here on a soul level, you know, we as if like we understand each other, we feel each other's pains and experiences and, you know, all of that emotion. So it was interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to you.
Follow that one. Well, we were partners, and I guess one of the things that really impacted me was this person, this loving person, whom I haven't seen before and haven't talked with, and there was a sense that she was loving me, I was loving her, that the two of us were together in this mutual well-wishing.
Any other thoughts? Any other comments? What this exercise was like for you? Yeah.
It was interesting for me. I started off very tense, kind of like nervous, like it's a little uncomfortable, and eventually relaxed. And my partner actually like noticed that in my body in the conversation, that like when I relaxed, it actually was like a physical change. It wasn't just in my head. So yeah, how much your body kind of reflects how you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. True. Any other thoughts? Any other reflections? Yeah.
It makes me realize that wouldn't this be wonderful if we could carry it out, you know, in all walks of our life, to recognize, to be, feel at one, to recognize the humanity in the other person rather than the visuals that will sometimes put us off or a prejudice, you know, how we see another person.
And that's exactly it. That's this practice. That's why we cultivate and practice, to see the humanity of everyone, everything. Yeah, great. So we are close, are getting close to our time, to the end of our time together. So I'd like to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And bring to mind one thing. There may be many, and so you can bring more than one thing to mind. But let's say one thing that you're taking home with you today, from this day. Just remember that. Maybe one thing that you've learned, perhaps, that you can share with others, maybe at the dinner table, or maybe not. But something that you can share. If something comes up, great. If not, that's okay too. Maybe with a friend, something you realize that's not too precious. You know, you can share it, you can talk about it. And if not, that's okay too. Just exploring. And now let's dedicate the merit of our day together, of our practice, our exploration, discussion, our meditation, opening our heart to kindness, to metta, friendliness, to ourselves, and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including us. Thank you all for your practice. And maybe see you next month, as this is a 4-month series.